Too often, words fail us. Complex subjects often cannot be summarized in a few words. Most people have an active vocabulary of 20,000 words at their disposal, but modern life values brevity over clarity. Here's an example. Human lifespan, the most valuable asset ever entrusted to anyone, is routinely defined into three seasonal stages: child, adult, and senior. These containments offer little or no benefit in determining the past, present, or current agendas of life. Where are you on the map of your life, and what should you know to effectively navigate today and prepare for tomorrow? Last week, I suggested that Moses' admonition teach us to realize the brevity of life so that we may grow in wisdom invites the understanding of life's unique seasons and the part we have to play in each. Moses' 80-year lifespan challenge becomes meaningful as we quarter the seasons that naturally occur. Life's springtime is from start to 20. Learning is the agenda. The cowboy is the character. Next, summer runs from 20 to 40, and launching is the theme. Lover and warrior are the roles on the table. The autumn is a time of harvest. From 40 to 60, victory is declared, and leading is the assignment. The king is in the house. Once the throne passes, and it always should, the winter arrives from 60 to 80, with legacy as the compelling opportunity now enabled. Early fantasies of self-indulgent retirement puts legacy into a competitive posture with leisure. For too many, leisure, the American dream to be the rich fool of Luke 12 fame, is success celebrated by the culture, but challenged in the kingdom. Time is never the problem. The use of time is the predominant challenge. Solomon knew that well. His counsel continues to resonate. From Ecclesiastes 3, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. Without a solid grasp of the agenda behind each season and the role that is ours to play, our lives are spent rather than invested. Eternal results hang in the balance. Our Sunday brunch, the spiritual meal served in our local church gatherings, is always prepared for a general audience palate. The specialized training that is required to maximize the seasons of life is seldom clarified in those one-size-fits-all presentations. Where are you today regarding your life season and the role you have to play in this subcategory of earthly life? If you're in launch mode from 20 to 40, be careful as you build the pillars on which your future will be established. You're now the warrior at work and lover at home. Following God's counsel regarding your professional and family dimensions will allow you to anticipate His blessing and all that follows. The enemy will hope to deceive you with his alternative proposals. The long-term compromise of your real potential will result. Perhaps you've graduated to the season of leadership. It feels good to be a king, but as you'll learn from Bible history, more kings die as failures than faithful. From 40 to 60, the chance to lead like Jesus is a call to servant leadership as a default that will be a distinctive contrast to the cultural norm that is most often self-serving and tyrannical. This seems like the ultimate lifetime summit. Could anything offer advancement to the next compelling status? Is retirement the only offer on the table? Leadership is great. Legacy is even better. Kings live in the limelight, but recognize that their need for wise counsel often leaves them with no one to trust. Kings die of old age or malicious betrayal. The smart ones know that their promotion to sage is the ultimate status. That sage badge is available to kings with experience, seasoned wisdom as their best in life contribution. For nearly 30 years, we've offered the Master's Program as a focused mentoring ministry to kingdom leaders who want to fully engage each season while preparing for the next. Training and coaching will always be needed to go from good to great. Marketplace offers, without biblical foundations or evidence of eternal results, are empty counterfeits. Are you taking full advantage of what we have to offer? Are you certain about your season and confident in the role that will allow you to exploit the opportunities that surround you today? Psalm 1 says, that person is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. This life is not a tailgate party for the main event. It is the main event. As Maximus Decimus Meridius declared in Gladiator, what we do in life echoes in eternity. That caption fits well under the divine declarations of the Holy Scriptures. Psalm 16, you make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. We're here to help you live in anticipation of the ultimate affirmation. Well done, good and faithful servant.